News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The death of Caroline Flack has once again focused attention on the behaviour of the British tabloids who'd followed every twist and turn of her private life. And an emotional Laura Whitmore struck out against the coverage that found vicious online abuse of Caroline on BBC Radio yesterday.
Anyone who's ever compared one woman against another on Twitter, knocked someone because of their appearance, invaded someone else's privacy, who have made mean, unnecessary comments on an online forum, need to look at themselves. Sorry. To the press, the newspapers who create clickbait, who demonise and tear down success. We've had enough.
Yeah, an emotional Laura Whitmore speaking on BBC Radio yesterday. Well, to discuss further, we're joined on the line by Niall Breslin, a musician, mindfulness expert and also the host of Where Is My Mind podcast, also known as Brezzy. Look, first of all, Brezzy, can I just ask you, what was your reaction? I'm sure, like everybody, you were stunned when you heard the news over the weekend.
I suppose in the kind of strangest way possible, it hit me a lot harder than I expected. It was more of a symbolic thing. I think people are making something out of saying that, you know, Caroline was obviously in the public eye, but I think this is a symbolic moment. I think this has been coming. I think this is not going to stop unless we do something about it. And I also think what we can't let happen here, which often happens when things like this do happen, even in politics, something bad happens and 2-3 days later the press are talking about something else. We cannot let that happen here. This is going to continue to happen. And the reality is, we speak about, you know, maybe unfortunately Caroline, the tragedy of Caroline here, but this has far bigger impacts than anyone really thinks. Somebody who is at home, who's in a triggered state, who's distressed, who might be going through some of their own difficulties, this can be incredibly triggering and have immense societal impact. And I don't think people are talking about that. And I put up a post last night about it saying this is triggering. And we don't know how anyone's going to actually take this in or what any individual is going through. So this, I think that the press and the media need to understand that. This is far bigger than just an unfortunate, beautiful young girl losing her life. This is far bigger than that.
Can I just ask you, Brezzy, just perhaps for anybody, maybe that the people you're talking about, maybe that are at home and for whom this has triggered something for them, what is your advice to them?
I mean, I've worked in this space for 6 years. I run a mental health charity. We see this every day. We deal with helpless mothers, helpless fathers, helpless family. We don't have a system that supports them. But there is resources there, and it's really, really important to highlight that. There's some incredible resources doing, I suppose, the work that our government should be doing. The Samaritans are just a phenomenal organisation, Pieta House. Also friends, peer support at this time. You know, the research shows that peer support is crucial. Having that friend who doesn't judge you, who doesn't, you know, turn away from you when you say something. And we're really uncomfortable with other people's pain sometimes, but we have to create a world where that doesn't exist.
Okay.
Pain and this is normal stuff, you know, we all deal with it.
Not just specifically talking about the Caroline Flack situation over the weekend, but look, online trolls, there's been a lot of criticism of the kind of keyboard warriors over the weekend as well, Brezzy. And for people, for anyone, you know, on a daily basis, trying to deal with a lot of criticism that they're perhaps receiving on social media, how do you think further moves can be made to try and ban, and very specifically more the likes of, you know, the anonymous social media sites?
Well, firstly, let's be honest here. This has been fueled by tabloids. This has absolutely been fueled by tabloids, and they're exploiting what is a fundamental human trait. We've always, from the days we lived in caves, outrage and the negativity bias has been part of our psychology. So it is not going to change until we start holding these tabloids to account and creating some form of, but also the point in social media that is important to point out. I don't believe banning this is going to work. I believe really, really stringent, incredibly good educational programs around digital literacy and media literacy to show how these work. And knowledge is really powerful in this capacity, and I think that's what we have to look at.
Yeah, I'm just curious as to whether or not you think that'll work, though, because Brezzy, for all of the public anger that's emerged over the weekend, there's still a huge number of people now flocking to sites, looking for more information, looking to read all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but we also look at the human behaviour. We can't have this discussion without discussing it. The same with climate change. I see all these policymakers talking about climate change, but they don't talk about the actual fundamental human behaviour. Outrage and anger is part of our psychology. It's something we love. Virtue signalling, we love it. It gives us an absolute payoff in our brains, and it becomes almost an addictive behaviour. Am I trying to make excuses for trolls? No, not at all. It is, we've created this system. And the reality is here, and this, I mean this is a real moment where we're going to have to decide what we're going to do going forward. That's not me being dramatic. It is just a reality. I know a lot of people who aren't in the public eye who've absolutely not been able to deal with this and haven't coped, and unfortunately haven't made it as well because of this stuff. This is serious, serious stuff. And, you know, the modern world is chaotic. It's incredible. And also point out, in social media, the research from the Jigsaw UCD research on My World says that 96% of teenagers have social media platforms, but a lot of them use them for good. You know, there is good in there.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Look, absolutely. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Niall Breslin, who's a musician, mindfulness expert, and the host of the Where Is My Mind podcast. My thanks to you for joining us in the programme. I do want to say, if anyone's been affected by this conversation, by anything we've been talking about today in relation to Caroline Flack's passing over the weekend, the Samaritans number is 116123. That's 116123.